On Seder night, we have a unique obligation that does not apply to us any other night of the year. On Seder night, we have the obligation, lehodot ulehallel, to give praise and gratitude. We have an obligation to glorify Hashem's name through the recitation of Hallel. Hallel being the prekim from Tehillim that we typically only say during the day, but Seder night is an exception to that rule. And one might wonder why. When we think about our obligation, lehodot ulehallel, to give thanks and to glorify, we're told that lehodot means and refers to one's personal obligation to give one's own private thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we all know that we each have a unique relationship with Hashem, and that part of that relationship with Hashem is giving our own personal gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is expressing ourselves in a way that is unique and that is only between us and Hashem. The same way that in any relationship, there are conversations that are just unique for that relationship. At the same time, we are also told that we have an obligation, lehallel, to publicize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles that He performed for us as we left Mitzrayim, to publicize the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to everyone. And in many ways, it is representative or it evokes the feelings of somebody going up to a bima, going up to a public place and shouting out from the rooftops, hey, I want you all to know this awesome thing that this individual did for me. And so on Seder night, we have a twofold obligation. On the one hand, we have lehodot, to give our own private expression of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own intimate, private way. And at the same time, we have the obligation of lehallel, to publicize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles. We're told by Rav Salavitchik, based on the Rambam, that Hallel is actually a key component of Seder night, that Hallel is actually mid-oraisa. It is a biblical obligation on Seder night to give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that a key component of Yetziat Mitzrayim is, and actually of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, is the obligation to give gratitude to Hashem after retelling the story. And I think that the basis of all of this is the recognition that on Seder night, each and every one of us has the obligation to view ourselves, lir'oded atzmo ki ilu yatzanu mimitzrayim, to view ourselves as if we the ones left Mitzrayim. And if we actually delve deep into it and we actually do feel that way, and we actually recognize that we are really supposed to feel on Seder night as if we have left slavery and have entered into freedom, of course, a critical component of that night is to give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because a slave who had been enslaved that was set to freedom would feel extreme amounts of gratitude for the person that had released him from that gullus. In many ways, this reminds me of a relationship that I've often admired over the years between the family of Rabbi J.J. Schachter and the family of Rav David Lau. In that the uniqueness of that relationship is the recognition that Rabbi Schachter's father, Zatzal, freed Rabbi Lau from the concentration camps. And that to this day, Rabbi Lau expresses gratitude to Rabbi Schachter's father, Zatzal, and to Rabbi Schachter's family, with the recognition that the experience that one has for the person that liberates them is one that is of extreme amounts of gratitude and thanks to that individual. And so therefore, on Seder night, we have the obligation, l'hodot ulehallel. We have the obligation to give gratitude privately, personally, for what it means for us to be free people. But we also have the obligation of lehallel, to emphasize the miracles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to shout from the rooftops the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done from us. And that it is a key component of Seder night, because a slave, a person that really feels like they were redeemed, as we are all required to feel on Seder night, of course would feel the obligation to give gratitude to Hashem, to give gratitude to the one that has freed them. And so what I invite each and every one of you, all of us, over the Shabbos, is to think about ways in which you can really experience Seder night in a meaningful way. Many of our Sedarim may look different this upcoming year. They may look different than Sedarim that we've experienced in the past. And so I invite each and every one of you to think in a real way about what am I going to do to make sure that Seder night, I feel like I've gone through this experience of slavery to freedom, so that when you arrive at the section of Hallel on Seder night, you are really able to say it with a complete heart, with a full heart, with the recognition of all of the wonderful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael as they left Mitzrayim. And to already think now in advance, what are the things that I can prepare? What are the Divrei Torah I can learn? What are the thought processes or the conversations or the discussions that I want to have now in the night of the Seder, in order that on Seder night I can actually experience those feelings of freedom, and that the Hallel on Seder night will be uplifted in such a way and will be so inspiring to everyone sitting around us or to ourselves if we are having Seder alone, but that we can end the Seder night feeling extreme amounts of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that mindset of the recognition that Hashem is the one that controls the world, and that each and every day we have the obligation to give gratitude to Him. Wishing all of you a beautiful Shabbos, an uplifting Shabbos. It has been a hard week for many of us, and may the Shabbos give you much comfort and much rest with you and your families. Shabbat Shalom.